What is up, everybody? We are back with another episode of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. Episode 16 dropped on Monday, so if you haven't tuned into that one yet, make sure to give it a listen to get caught up on all the latest news we have to offer. On another note, it's our St. Patrick's Day special, and we've got some great content for you coming right up. Hopefully you remember to wear green for good luck. I know I've got my Celtics jersey on right now. Last Saturday was the St. Patrick's Day parade, and both of our bands from Law and Foreign were there marching. We're going to listen to some quick clips from that, but first, we're going to jump straight into news and sports. Stay tuned for another great episode coming your way. It hasn't been the greatest week in terms of weather, but Monday will officially mark the first day of spring, hopefully a sign of slightly warmer weather and no more snow. Tomorrow's the Leprechaun Leap at Walnut Beach. If you're feeling the spirit of St. Patrick's Day, Walnut Beach is the place to be tomorrow at 9:30 a.m. Leap time is at 10 a.m., where participants will jump in the water for a good cause, of course. It'll be $20 to leap, and proceeds will go to the Literacy Volunteers of Southern Connecticut. You can register as a leaper or a donor online. The Board of Finance recently held their final vote where they approved a $104,640,134 budget for education operations. This reflects a reduction in the amount proposed by the Board of Ed. The Board of Finance approved budget is about $1.8 million short of what the Board of Ed requested. Now that the Board of Finance has concluded their work, the recommendations along with the Mayor's recommendations are given to the Board of Aldermen, where they will begin to conduct their own review. This process is usually kicked off with a public hearing where all residents are encouraged to come and make their thoughts known about the budget. We don't have the date yet, but we will keep you posted. The date should be coming in the next few weeks. Our local robotics team, sponsored by the Milford Education Foundation, recently competed at Wilby High School in Waterbury along with 38 other teams from New England. The team is made up of students from Foreign, Law, and East Shore Middle School. These robots are about 120 pounds and compete on a field about the size of a basketball court along with five other robots. Our Community Connection Center has created an Instagram account where they'll be making frequent posts regarding some of the resources in our community. You can follow that at MPS Community Connections. Submissions for the Mayor's Youth Award are officially being accepted. The deadline to get those in is April 4th. For more information on that, be sure to take a listen to our last episode where we go into further detail on the award, including an interview with our Chief Operations Officer, Jim Riccitelli. That's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. It's another slow week in sports as we're transitioning into the spring season, but let's take a look at what's to come. Right now our teams are in scrimmage mode. Foreign's baseball team will scrimmage against Sonia on March 23rd at Foreign, then they're supposed to have two more on the 27th and 28th against Fairfield Ward and St. Joe's. Law's baseball team will scrimmage Fairfield Prep on Friday the 24th and again the 25th against Seymour. Then after they each wrap up all their scrimmages and play the regular season openers on the road, we will have our first crosstown battle of the season on April 3rd as both Foreign and Law play each other at Jonathan Law, another great game you don't want to miss. Foreign softball team will be keeping plenty busy with four scrimmages on their schedule, starting with a doubleheader on the 25th against East Haven and Seymour. Law softball team will also kick off the season with four scrimmages. They'll play North Haven on Thursday the 23rd and then take on Bristol Eastern that weekend as well. Foreign's girls lacrosse team has their first scrimmage of the year coming up against Brantford. They will jump straight into the regular season after that as they take on Danbury Saturday, April 1st, and I promise you that is no early April Fool's Day joke. The Lions will head on over to Danbury for their first game of the season. Last year they went 15-2 and they'll look to carry that momentum into 2023 with another strong season. Jonathan Law's girls lacrosse team will play their first game of the year April 3rd on the road against Sheehan. Finally, we have both our boys lacrosse teams getting ready for the season as Foreign scrimmages Bunnell on the 29th and Law scrimmages Danbury the 30th. That's all we have for sports today, but stay put. More St. Patrick's Day content is coming up next. Last Saturday was the St. Patrick's Day parade, and I was able to be there to get some quick audio from our marching bands over at Foreign and Law. It's definitely no easy task to play music and march at the same time. You can't just show up the day of and do it. It takes lots of practice and preparation. The students did a great job in all aspects involved and put on a great performance for those who popped out to the parade. I have two clips, each about 40 seconds long. Let's take a listen to Foreign's marching band under the direction of Jessica Turner. Next, we're going to take a listen to Law's Marching Band, led by Dave Pelaggi. Our music students all across the district have continued to work hard and put their talents on full display for Music in Our Schools Month. Our choir students from grades 5 and 6 will get an opportunity to shine next at the Citywide Chorus Concert next Thursday, the 23rd at Parsons. The show will start at 6:30 p.m. That's all for today's episode. Everyone make sure to have a lucky St. Patrick's Day weekend and tune in next week for our most prevailing stories to date.